You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Alexandra wrote to us. She did not ask to change her name, so apparently she doesn't care if this guy knows she's mad at him. And get a load of this. First, she starts off on the right foot. She says, good morning to my boys. And yes, she uses the Z.
Well done.
Good morning to my boys. I thought everyone knew the right etiquette at a wedding, but at my sister's wedding over the weekend, the best man got up to make the toast. We all thought he might say something rude, but instead he did something almost as bad. Let me jump in here. Has it become a kind of thing now where young guys feel like they have to one-up all the other best men who do the rude, embarrassing toast at a wedding?
Is that just a movie thing? I don't know if I've ever heard of anyone doing that in real life.
I've been to a wedding where it happened.
And I'd love to see it. Why not? That's like...
I've been there.
That's the most entertaining part of the wedding, pretty much.
And I'll tell you this, the bride's parents were furious at the
beautiful
one that I went to.
Beautiful.
All right, so back to our note. We all thought he might say something rude, but instead he did something almost as bad. He talked about how his buddy had inspired him by finding the love of his life. So in the middle of the toast for the happy new couple, he called his girlfriend up and proposed to her.
Aww.
During the toast for my sister's wedding.
Oh, God.
Alexandra says, I think almost everyone was horrified, but we all had to act happy for them and applaud. My sister was furious, and I don't blame her. I'd like to know if you boys could take a moment and tell people to never propose at someone else's wedding. Thank you. Love your show every day. Well, Alexander, we love
you
back.
Thank you. It's nice of you.
My.
Okay. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Who doesn't know that that's wrong?
You never do that.
Don't
ever
do anything at a wedding to upstage the bride and groom. Period. End of story. I don't care how much in love you are with someone. Don't announce a wedding. Don't propose.
Toast.
Don't announce a new baby. Don't announce that you're pregnant. Don't do the gender reveal.
Right. Any of that.
This is not a day for you. But I guarantee you there are people right now saying, well, I'm going to propose at my friend's wedding. What's it?
Well, don't, because it's rude. The bride and groom put a lot of time and money into that day, and don't, you know, take it over.
So that is definitely stealing the thunder, and we will take calls on that if you've got stories of how somebody stole the thunder at a wedding. But it might also be kind of interesting just to find out what people have stolen from a wedding.
Just flat out taken.
Yes, because when we were chatting about this in the office, the conversation did spin around to when people lift things at a wedding.
Mm-hmm. I can think back to mine and my best man, Surratt, towards the end of the night. Well, it was the end of the night. We started to gather everything up and leave, and he went over to the coffee bar that we had, a little coffee station, and he grabbed two bottles of, like, flavored coffee. It wasn't like a creamer or a liquid. You know, you could put the vanilla in or the cinnamon.
Mm-hmm.
He just took them. He took, like, a vanilla and a cinnamon and walked
and
out.
And just left.
And just left with two bottles of coffee flavoring.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, really? Do you really need that?
Mm-hmm.
He was pretty drunk at the time. Maybe that had something to do with it. But, yeah, he took our coffee creamer. That's weird.
I have heard of people who take place settings.
Sure.
From weddings. It's like really nice silverware or something like that. And they'll walk around and they'll gather up a few and they'll throw them into their bag or something like that, mm-hmm, or their inside
just
jacket
remember
pocket.
The day by, you know?
Whoa, that's why?
Just look back and like, oh. It's really similar like how I take glasses from expensive bars because I feel like the drinks are too much. So weddings are pretty overpriced, so I would take a piece of, you know, silverware.
It doesn't cost you to go to a wedding. What are you talking
well,
about?
Well, I'm doing it on their behalf.
Weddings are overpriced,
yeah,
so I'm
going to
charge them even more by stealing?
Yes. I have to get a new suit. I'd say I'm doing it on their behalf. Take this tablecloth with me. I never.
I've heard of people stealing a variety of things, but I've never heard them justifying it by saying, well, it's because the wedding is expensive.
Yeah, take it with you.
Mm. And why it's, what's, go back, I'm sorry, I know we're talking about weddings, but tell me about the going to a bar, you steal their glasses
their
because
glasses,
the drinks,
if the drinks
are
too expensive, I'll take the glass.
You realize the drinks are partly expensive because of people like
it.
You who
I'll
are stealing.
I'll never go back there, though. I'll just take the glass and have a little collection. glasses with logos on them. Be mad as hell. I'll tell you what, one wedding that would be pretty darn epic to take things from is this upcoming goofy royal wedding.
Yeah.
That's the wedding that you take things from.
What would you take from the royals' wedding?
Like a little mini pony. I'm sure they're going to have a lot of little mini ponies doing things. I would take a little mini pony. Or something, a horn. There's going to be a horn player or a flute player.
I don't think I would do a pony, but I think I might try to find something that was actually the Queen's and lift that and put it in my jacket
like
pocket.
Like her napkin.
Something.
Or, yeah.
Something that belonged to the Queen.
A feather out of her hat or something.
I mean, she's like, isn't she the longest serving monarch in
Sounds
British
good
history
to me.
Or something?
Yep.
To have something like that, what does one steal from
the
royal
queen? Like a sock, a stocking? like if they have steak, like whatever she doesn't finish, you're like,
snatch the hat right off her head and go running or something. Hello, Hannah. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys.
Good morning,
Hi.
Hannah. What can you share with us?
So one of my uncles was getting married, and my other uncle was driving in from out of state. And on the way to the wedding, he and his girlfriend of about 1 year eloped and showed up to the rehearsal dinner and was like, guess what? We got married first.
Beat you. Look at us. Look at us. We're married.
It's a contest.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody congratulated them and went to your fancy wedding.
At least it was at the rehearsal dinner. It wasn't at the actual wedding.
There is that.
Right. We just got a stick around here in a few minutes, Hannah. We just got a Facebook message from Paige that might be the ultimate, and we'll read that here in just a moment. Thank you for your call.
Oh, good. Thanks.
Bye, Hannah.
Have a good one.
You too. Thank you. Hey, Brittany, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys.
So what's the story?
So the story is my brother-in-law got really drunk at his sister's wedding and decided that he was angry about something and got naked.
Nuh-uh.
Naked.
Yeah. That's one way to upstage the bride, I guess.
I guess.
At what point do you get so mad you take your clothes off?
I'm like, so furious my pants are coming off.
That has never happened to me.
I've never said I'm so mad I could strip. I mean,
right.
I've never said that.
Yeah, he just started like taking all of his clothes off and everyone's like, No.
Brittany, go have a fun day, okay?
Bye, Brittany.
Thank you. You too, guys.
It never happens at the weddings that I go to, ever.
No. Doesn't cross my mind either if I'm ever angry to start disrobing.
No.
That's strange. Hello, Amber. Good morning. Welcome to our show.
Good morning. Thank you.
So what can you add?
So one of our groomsmen was, well, at the time he wasn't, but is currently the world's strongest man. And at the time he was still a very large man, but we, instead of doing like a typical money dance where you can pay to dance with the bride and groom, we just had a bunch of people dancing at the same time, but then just passed his shoe around so that people could donate to the bride and groom's honeymoon cause.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And so, cause he, well, obviously he wears these giant size 18 shoes or something like that.
God, yeah.
So, a bigger shoe to fill.
Yes. So obviously we chose the largest shoes to fill so that we could hopefully collect the most cash, right? Anyway, so we passed the shoe around. We collected quite a bit. I didn't know how much we had until actually we got back from our honeymoon. But my maid of honor collected all the cash and put it into a purse and put it into our limo. Well, our limo driver, we somehow got connected for free, so he wasn't getting anything from whoever asked him to drive for us.
I see where this is headed.
Yeah.
We found out after we got back that we were short about $400 in cash and found out that the limo driver swiped money.
Yeah, he's like, well, somebody just got paid.
Somebody didn't want to tip me. I'll show you. Amber.
Thank you.
Thank you for that
call. You had me at world's strongest man.
I know.
Amber.
I wanted to know a little bit more
about that guy.
So get a load of this Facebook message from Paige. Dom and Jeremy, the worst thing I ever saw at a wedding, oh, this is classic, was where the bride's parents announced during the reception that they were splitting up after 30 years of marriage. They actually made an announcement that they were divorcing during their daughter's wedding.
Tap the champagne glasses. Ding, 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 ding.
Paige says, people are incredible. Yes, Paige, they are.